Due to the extreme nature of this program, listener discretion is advised. The subject matters may include topics of substance usage, sex, historical events that may be sensitive to some listeners, and foul language. Things discussed may not be considered politically correct in this overly sensitive environment. They may not be appropriate for listeners under the age of 13. As well as some listeners may find things offensive no matter the age, again, listener discretion is advised.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to the third season of GXO Generation Extraordinary, the podcast nobody asked for, talking about things that are relatable to Generation X, historical events, TV, movies, and music. And if you're lucky, this old fart might just regale you with a story or two. I'm Robert Pop, your host, coming to you from beautiful Podunk, Nebraska. Hey guys, it's Rob. You may not know this about me, but I suffer from both severe depression and high anxiety. I've tried several different ways to treat these things that sometimes just run my life. I've isolated, medicated, therapied, and they all help to a degree. But I found a treatment that, if used responsibly, can be effective in my day-to-day life. Some days require only one dose, and then there are days that I have to self-care several times a day. Fuck it all. The newest emotional stabilizer that's not a pill or even a suppository, but it is orally consumed. Boss piss you off? Fuck it all. Spouse being a dumbass? Fuck it all. Unexpected bill hits your checking account? Fuck it all. Life has been getting consistently harder and harder for everyone over the last several years, with inflated gas and grocery prices, housing shortages, so on and so on. And if you're like most Americans, myself included, you've tried self-medicate either with alcohol and or drugs just to help change your frame of mind. But I have the answer, right here, right now. Just fuck it all. Dr. Dean Goldberry, doctor and research scientist into human emotion behavior and the inventor of the newest and greatest mood-enhancing treatments around, fuck it all. Trust me, fuck it all has started to really change my life, and it may do the same for you. Fuck it all. This product has not yet been approved by the FDA.
The views and opinions expressed are just that, Rob's views and opinions. He is not always politically correct, and they may not match up with your own opinions. It is not his intentions to offend anyone. Hopefully you find the shows entertaining and informative as well. Please note, Rob is not a professional historian, but he has done a lot of research for this show. With that being said, mistakes happen, but he will do his best to minimize those. Keep in mind, Rob is just some nut with a microphone.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to this episode of GXO Generation Extraordinary, the podcast nobody asked for. You know, I told you guys that I was probably going to try and stay away from some of the assassination stuff. And last week, I did the whole Willy Wonka thing. This week, I want to talk about Friday, the movie, not the day, which dropped in 1995. World leaders at the time, we had Boris Yeltsin in free and democratic Russia. John Major, he was over in the United Kingdom. Oh, God, it's been quite a while since I've been on here. Oh, I missed you guys. That's right, I was president of the United States in 1995. Thank you, Mr. President. World news and top headlines for that year. The centennial of the Canadian Mounties' presence in the Canadian Yukon Territory was celebrated that year. It was also the International Year of Tolerance, I think we took that a little too far. Oh, yeah, we don't want to offend anybody. Chemical fire in an apartment complex in Manila, Philippines, leads to the discovery of plans for Project Bojoinka. I don't know how else you would say it. That's Bojinka. Bojoinka, a mass terrorist attack. A DC-9 crashes near Maria La Maya in Colombia. 51 die. 9-year-old girl lives. She was the only one. Wow. Lockheed C-140 Jetstar crashed in Isfahan, Iran. Hey, you guys got to get a kick out of the way I pronounce some of this shit. It's Isfahan. Isfahan. Killing 18. Archaeologist Kent R. Weeks crawls inside the KV-5, the tomb of the sons of Ramses II, to discover the largest tomb ever found in the Valley of the Kings. Well, that's kind of cool. Bus crashed in Luzon, Philippines, killing 29. A car bomb explodes in Algiers, killing 42 and wounding another 296. Algerian police kill at least 99 prison rioters. There's some shit going on there in Algiers. A ferry boat sinks off of Sumbi, Angola. There were 42 plus that were killed. Members of a Japanese cult, Aum Shinrigo, I don't know if I'm saying it right or not, probably not, releases sarin gas on 3 lines of the Tokyo subway, killing 13 people and injuring over 1,000. Japanese police arrest the cult leader, Shoko Asahara, and charged him with the nerve gas attack on the Tokyo subways 2 months earlier. A 2-month ceasefire was agreed upon by the government of Sudan in its civil war to treat health conditions such as the Guinea worm, wow, and river blindness. Lasts about 6 months, and it was the longest ever health ceasefire. In South Africa, 104 miners are killed in an elevator accident. The Dalai Lama. You don't hear enough about the Dalai Lama in headlines these days, but the Dalai Lama proclaimed a 6-year-old, Gedung Chahiki Naima, sorry, I know that's butchered, as the 11th reincarnation Panchen Lama, Tibet's second most senior spiritual leader. After his selection was detained by authorities of the People's Republic of China, he has not been seen in public since May 17th, 1995. What are they doing with this kid? Well, he's not a kid now. He's a middle-aged man. Andre Dallaire attempts to assassinate the Canadian Prime Minister, and he is thwarted when the PM's wife locked the door. In Nigeria, playwright and environmental activist Ken Soro Wiwi Ken Soro Wiwa, along with 8 others, get shit together. Activist Ken Soro Wiwa, along with 8 others from the movement of the survival of the Ogoni people. And they're all hanged by government forces. Wow. Sorry. These are some tough names today. I didn't know how I felt trying to pronounce some of these fuckers. Yes, I know, Bill. Diana, Princess of Wales, admitted that she cheated on Prince Charles in a television interview. The Daytona Agreement is signed in Paris by leaders of various governments, ending the conflict in the former Yugoslavia, including Slobodan Milosevic. That's just how I have to say it. I don't know why, it's just how it rolls off my tongue. And Aliyev Izetbekovic. It's a big of ya. Wow, that one is tough. And Franjo Tudman. Okay. Mr. President, how do you pronounce these?
You don't. You just say, hey, you. Come over here.
American flight 965 crashes into a mountain that jumped in the way in Buga, Colombia. 159 die and 5 people survived that crash. Graves of Tsar Nicholas II and his family are found in St. Petersburg. Kinshasa, Zaire, is under quarantine because, oh, here's our old, good old friend. We have not heard enough about this guy in quite some time. How I missed the days of talking about an Ebola outbreak. Yeah, so in 1995, this little town in Zaire that I can't pronounce was under quarantine after an outbreak of Ebola virus. A gas bottle explodes in St. Michael's Station of the Line B of the RER, that would be the Paris Regional Train Network, and 8 people are killed and 80 others are wounded. Operation Storm begins in Croatia. The Croatian army attacks territory under the Republic of Serbian Krajina in the largest land battle since World War II. The city of Nin, a significant Serb stronghold, is captured by Croatian forces during the Operation Storm. The date is celebrated as a date of victory for victory and homeland Thanksgiving in Croatia now. The Hindu milk miracle occurs, and that means that statues of the Hindu god Ganesh begins dripping milk when spoonfuls are placed near their mouths.
Huh.
Here in the United States, worker accidentally cuts electrical wires at Newark Airport. Nice job. You should have called fucking Digger's Hotline or some shit. Maybe that's the reason why there's a fine if you don't now, because of this douchebag. United States President Bill Clinton authorizes a $20 billion loan to Mexico to stabilize its economy.
That's the least I could do. I mean, you know, they gave us margaritas. You can't very well have a May that goes by and Cinco de Mayo without a margarita. And I just love the people up there in that, down there in that little country. So it was just my way of saying thank you.
Newt Gingrich becomes Speaker of the House in 95. I always thought that he looked like a Weeble Wobble. That if you gave, or no, I'm sorry, do you remember the blow-up punching clowns? Where they had like the sandbag in the bottom and you always punched them in the head and they'd always kind of wobble around, but they always stood back up. That's Newt Gingrich. That's what he reminded me of. A federal judge allows a lawsuit claiming United States tobacco makers knew nicotine was addictive and manipulated its levels to keep customers hooked. They were the biggest legal drug pushers out there until Big Pharma took over. And then, you know, then we have the opioids and we don't want to get away from any of that. You know, better living through higher priced prescriptions. Denver International Airport opens. By the way, I have always thought of maybe doing a special on DIA. 100 years ago when I was living another life, I used to go out there quite regularly for pest control. And there is some freaky, freaky fucking shit out there. It's like they got these, secret passages, and they got they got an altar where they sacrifice live chickens, and, it's rather bizarre out there. A blind teenage boy received a bionic eye at a Washington hospital. Good for him. The Korean War Memorial is dedicated in D.C. I have been there two or three times, and love it every time I go. Absolutely love D.C. Horrible to drive in. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I've driven in worse places. Chicago's a bitch. Boston is a bitch. D.C. really wasn't bad. So, and I love the Korean Memorial. There's a picture that I have where I'm taking a picture of the statue, and you can actually see the ghost images on the marble, and then you see the reflection of the statues in the background of the marble. Oh, God, it is just, it's haunting. It really is. Worst fire in New York City in 80 years ended after 4 days. Washington Post and the New York Times published the Unabomber's Manifesto. United States President Bill Clinton lifts a ban on exports of oil from the Alaska North Slope. The ban was imposed after the oil embargo by Arab oil producers in 1973. Just trying to make friends. That's all I. You got some, plus the fact some of them harems, man, they got harems. They got all kinds of tail running around. I gotta be friendly. Gotta be friendly. Thank you, Mr. President. Forbes magazine announces Bill Gates is the richest man in the world with a net worth of $12.9 billion. That was in 1995. By the way, when I wrote this, February 8th, 1925. February 8th, 2025, Elon Musk was the most wealthiest man in the world with a net worth of $402 billion. See, if I had his money, I'd burn mine. New York becomes the 38th state to renew the death penalty. Microsoft debuted Windows 95. The United States Senate Ethics Committee, like they have fucking room to talk, votes 6-0 to ask for expulsion of Senator Bob Packwood for allegations of sexual abuse. Packwood resigned rather than facing expulsion.
You can't fire me, I quit.
In sports, the 12-time All-Star third baseman, Mike Schmidt, God, I loved watching Mike as I was growing up, watching the Phillies. He is elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Oh, poor Daryl Strawberry. He had quite a bit of problems going on in 95. Outfielder Strawberry was suspended from baseball for 60 days for testing positive on cocaine.
You know, the only reason why they even tested him was because he was out there trying to suck the third baseline off the grass.
Daryl needed some help. Court ordered Daryl Strawberry to pay back $350,000 in taxes. The longest strike in American Major League Sports, 232 days, ended. And that was the longest strike as of that point, ended as MLB owners accept players' offer to return to work without a contract. MLB is the first pro sports league to lose an entire postseason due to labor struggles because $8.5 million a year isn't enough. Coors Field, that opened in Denver. In 95, the Rockies beat the Mets in the opening game 11-9 in 14 innings. Colorado's Rocky Andre Galarraga
became the fourth team member to hit 30 home runs in one season. The Colorado Rockies also became the first wildcard team in a new MLB playoff system. The Rockies are the first team to reach postseason before their seventh year. That's cool. Best ever record for a third-year team and 10 games over 500. That's very cool. I don't know if I've ever told the story. I'm sure I have. I tend to repeat myself quite often. I used to be a Dodger fan. Loved the Dodgers. I had an uncle that lived out in L.A., and he would send me videotapes, VHS. So he would send these tapes back and forth, and I was able to watch the Dodgers right there. A couple of days later, he would just mail it to me, which was very cool. So I'm with my first wife, and we went to the Rockies' inaugural season in Denver, and it was still at Old Mile High. And down in the one section of Mile High, there was an area for the visitors, buses, to come in there. We got done at the game. Game was great, by the way, for a Dodger fan. Sucked to be a Rockies fan that night. The Dodgers won. My first wife and I, we got there, I don't know, it was 2-3 hours early. We were watching batting practice. I caught a fly ball off of one of the Dodgers. At this point, I don't remember who it was. And after the game, we go down, and all of these kids and everything, I mean little kids, like my grandkids, you know, 7, 10 years old, they're out there, and they're just saying, "Oh, Mr. Hershiser, will you sign my ball? Mr. Strawberry, will you sign my glove?" And Hershiser and Strawberry are standing there having a conversation. They aren't more than about 15 yards away from me. And you may have picked up that I'm a little outspoken sometimes. And, of course, the guy in my head that acts as a censor goes, don't say that. Don't say that. He was on a coffee break at that point. And so I'm standing there, and I'm just starting to fume. And I say it loud enough that Hershiser turns around and looks at me. I said to my first wife, I said, "You know, it's a real shame that these guys seem to think that the game's all about them when it's actually about the fans." Hershiser turned around, looked at me, and flipped me off. Tommy Lasorda came up. I mean, it was a heartbreaking moment. He came up, said, "Okay, get in the bus." You know, they left. And my heart just exploded with all the fragments of blue and white just shattered. And we walked around to the front of Old Mile High. And out in the parking lot, the Rockies were out there signing autographs. And I'll never forget this. There's Dante Bichette. And Dante is playing catch with this kid in a wheelchair. That was such a touching moment for me. I wrapped up all of those broken pieces, wrapped them in black and purple, and I have been a Rockies fan ever since. And to be honest with you, I got to meet some of the really nicest players. Having the hookup out there in Greeley, I got to meet quite a few people, actually, because I hired the daughter of the Rockies dugout manager to babysit my kids. So, of course, she got us to come to these different events, whether the kids were there with us or not. And I did. I got to meet Todd Helton, great guy. I got to meet Larry Walker. He was kind of a douche. Howard Johnson, total dick. But I did. I got to meet these people, and it was really very cool to relate with them, not as a fanboy, but as a human being, and able to ask them about not necessarily an interview, but just ask them about their careers, their lives. So, sorry, that was a long tangent. Cal Ripken Jr., he broke Gehrig's record
and plays in 2,131 straight games. God, I am privileged to say I was able to see Cal Ripken play baseball. Quarterback Joe Montana, he announced he was going to retire from football. Eric Cantona of the Manchester United, he was fined and banned from playing football, soccer, over in I believe it was the UK. from playing football after attacking a fan. Portland Trail Blazers, they trade Clyde Drexler to the Houston Rockets, who actually end up winning the 95 NBA championship. Last basketball game at Boston Gardens, the Celtics eliminated from the playoffs by the Orlando Magic, 95-92. That sucks. Michael Jordan, the great one, he announced he is going to be ending his 17-month NBA retirement and rejoins the Bulls after attempting 17 months in a career in baseball. Yeah, baseball was not his thing. Boxer Mike Tyson, he's released from jail after serving 3 years. That was on his sexual assault, I believe. George Foreman, he beat Axel Schultz in 12 for the heavyweight boxing title in Las Vegas. And Tyson returned to the ring after serving 3 years and KO'd Peter Neely in 89 seconds. Damn, that just, the fucking lights just went out. It's like, ding, oh, fuck. In weather, there was a major earthquake in Kobe, Japan that killed 5,372 people, and that was a 7.2 on the Richter scale. That was a big earthquake. 6.4 earthquake in Trujillo, Colombia. 46 were killed. Button up, here comes winter. Minus 26 in Bismarck, North Dakota. 6.5 earthquake hit Greece. 10.75 inches of rain at Lockington Dam, Lockington, Ohio. That was a state record. Earthquake hit a Russian town of Khabarovsk, killing 2,000. Sure, I didn't say that right. Volcano, Mount Erupu in North Island, NZ, New Zealand, erupts. And the worst snowstorm in Buffalo history, 39.9 inches in 24 hours. Holy crap. That is a lot of snow. In the entertainment world, CBS News fired Connie Chung. I don't know. Maybe it had something to do with Maury. You know, they probably brought in one of the executives. The guy's sitting there saying, no, it's not my kid. No, I didn't mess around with her sister. And Maury comes out and says, the lie detector determined that is a lie. And that's probably where it all came from. Actor Larry Hagman from Dallas and I Dream of Jeannie, he received a liver transplant, which is weird to me because he drank like a fish. And actor Christopher Reeve is paralyzed from the neck down after falling from a horse in a riding competition in Virginia. It is very sad. I just watched that movie about Chris. It was very informative. In the weird and wacky headlines, sorry, I only got one. World's youngest doctor, Balamuari Ambati, I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, graduates Mount Sinai Medical School at the age of 17. That's some Doogie Howser shit right there. On the crime beat, Colin Ferguson, he was found guilty of killing 6 people on the Long Island Railroad in New York. Murder trial began against a guy called O.J. Simpson. I'm sure none of you have ever heard about that. And he was found not guilty because if it does not fit, you must acquit. Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. Am I the only one that thinks maybe he did it? Huh. Oklahoma City bombing. That happened. Timothy McVeigh set off a truck bomb at the Alfred P. Murrow federal building, killing 168, including 19 children, and injuring 500. We covered that last season or the season before. I think that may have been first season. President Bill Clinton declares a national day of mourning for those in Oklahoma City. A package bomb linked to the Unabomber blows up, killing Mason City, Iowa's TV news personality, Jody Heisentrut. I'm gonna go with that. She disappeared. I didn't find anything where they ever found her. Susan Smith, yeah, she was nuttier than four squirrel turds. She was found guilty of drowning her children in North Carolina. And Rosemary West, she was found guilty in England of killing 10 women. That whole West, yeah, that is just, that's fucked. Notable deaths that year, Ava Gabor, she passed away. We lost Elizabeth Montgomery that year. We covered her in our Bewitched episode last season. Ginger Rogers, she passed away. Lana Turner, Ida Lupino, actress, she passed away. Dean Martin, Phil Harris, Burl Ives, Bob Ross, he passed away. And all of his paintings, what if he was a serial killer and these are just clues of where he hid the bodies? Ed Flanders, no, not Ned, Ed Flanders, he passed away. Selena, she was shot and killed by that crazy bitch that was her head of her fan club. Wolfman Jack, I wonder if I, I don't know if I can do a Wolfman Jack. Hey there, babies. No, that just sounded fucking creepy. Gail Gordon from the Lucy Show, he passed away. Arthur English from Are You Being Served passed away. Willard Waterman, the great Gildersleeve, one of them anyway, he passed away. Howard Cosell, he signed off for the last time. He passed away. Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead and Fred West. That piece of shit, Fred West, I'll tell you what. Him and his old lady, Rosemary, they killed his own daughter. I think it was from a previous marriage, and kept threatening the other kids that if you don't not act up, you're going to end up just like she did. And then, like, abducted and killed all these women. But because Fred was a fucking wuss, and he hung himself in a fucking jail cell, I don't know, with his underwear or some shit like that, would have made sense because he was, oh God, he was such a tool. In the Music Store, top five songs in the U.S. Creep by TLC, love that song. Take a Bow by Madonna, not a big fan. Waterfalls, that's a great song by TLC. Another Night by The Real McCoy, and I Can Love You Like That by All For One. That's a great song. Top five songs on the R&B chart, Exhale, Shoop Shoop from Waiting to Exhale by Whitney Houston. Ugh. One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. Gangster's Paradise from Dangerous Minds by Coolio. Before You Walk Out of My Life, Like This and Like That by Monica, and Broken Hearted by Brandy. Top five songs on the country chart, If You're Not In It for Love, I'm Outta Here by Shania Twain. Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill. In Pictures, God, that's a sad song. Wild Angels by Martina McBride, saw her in concert, that was great. And Life Gets Away by my number three, Clint Black. Top one-hit wonders for that year, Where Did You Come From, Where Did You Go, Where Did You Come From, Cotton Eye Joe by Rednecks, N-E-X, I Want to Be With You by Fun Factory, In the House of Stone and Light, I like that song by Martin Page, Freak Like You by Adina Howard, and A Girl Like You by Edwin Collins. God, I love that song. In the movie theater, we were having the options of watching 12 Monkeys. That was a good movie. Ace Ventura. Ugh, I am not a Jim Carrey fan. The guy has no acting depth at all. He's the same fucking character. He's either sped up or he's slowed down, but it's still the same fucking character. The American President, Apollo 13, Babe, that was about some bacon, Bad Boys, Batman Forever, Billy Madison, the Brady Bunch movie, Braveheart, The Bridges of Madison County, Casino, that's a great movie, Casper, that was a good movie, Clueless, no thank you, Congo, Crimson Tide, yes please, Dangerous Minds, yes that's a good one, Dead Man Walking, Demon Knight, Desperado, Dolores Claiborne, Dracula, Dead and Loving It, that had Leslie Nielsen in it, Empire Records, Escape to Witch Mountain, First Night, French Kiss, Friday, which of course is our topic for today, Get Shorty, GoldenEye, Grumpier Old Men, this is a sequel that follows me in my life, Hackers, Heat, Home for the Holidays, that had that kid from Home Improvement in it. It's a good movie. Judge Dredd, Jumanji, still like Jumanji, that one held up. Kid in King Arthur's Court, Major Payne, Mallrats, like Mallrats, Man of the House, The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, The Net, Outbreak, Powder, Rob Roy, Sabrina, The Scarlet Letter, Seven, Showgirls, that movie sucked, Something to Talk About, Species, that was good, Tales from the Hood, like that, Tall Tale, Tank Girl, that sucked, Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, Tom and Huck, Tommy Boy, that was good, Toy Story, that was good, Vampire in Brooklyn, that sucked, Village of the Damned, eh, Waiting to Exhale, Walk in the Clouds, oh my God, one of the worst movies ever made, and this is a Mandela Effects, if you're listening, please take this one, Waterworld, God, that movie sucked, While You Were Sleeping, and Wild Bill, that was a good movie, on TV. We had the options of watching Ace Ventura, the Pet Detective cartoon show, Action Man, American Gothic, Baywatch Nights, and I just saw where the Hoff's ex-wife passed away. Bible Man, Bonnie, I don't remember that show, Brotherly Love, I do that one, that one was like with Joey Lawrence or whatnot, Bugs and Daffy, Can't Hurry Love, Caroline in the City, Cartoon Planet, I don't remember that one at all, Sybil, Dr. Katz, Professional Therapist, The Drew Carey Show, G.I. Joe Extreme, Gabrielle Talk Show, Gadget Boy and Heather, The George Wendt Show, The Goosebumps Show, The New Hardy Boys, Hercules, The Legendary Journeys with Kevin Sorbo. Love that. JAG, The Jeff Foxworthy Show. Life with Louie, with, it was a cartoon about Louie Anderson. Mad TV, we did that. News Radio, I liked that. The Outer Limits. The Parenthood. Pinky and the Brain. Going to talk about that next, couple weeks from now, when we do the Animaniacs. Platypus Man, that's weird. Road Rules, The Single Guy. Star Trek, Voyager. Gotta love Trek, and you guys are going to find that out. Sliders, that was a great, great show. Really way before its time. Taxi Cab Confessions, Timon and Pumbaa. Unhappily Ever After, and Wishbone. And, of course, our topic for today is Friday. And you know this, man. Stick around.
Ladies, as if finding the right guy wasn't hard enough, now you've got to find the right birth control. Oh, sure, you could leave it up to your partner to supply the condoms, but rest assured you will hear something like, "I hate wearing those things," or, "It's like taking a shower wearing a raincoat." You can always use a plethora of different products like lotions, insertables, or even the Rhythm Method. But now comes, no pun intended, the newest birth control contraceptive. And you only have to do it once a month. From Kuchi Laboratories comes Splooge. Finally, a contraceptive that works with your body chemistry? Splooge is the only birth control that affects the excess sodium and water in your body, while also maintaining, or in some cases, increasing your potassium, as well as reducing your libido and adjusting your attitude when you are most fertile, and not fertile at all. Simply put, if there is a possibility of pregnancy, you are a raging bitch to your partner that makes PMS look like a warm dessert without all the cramping, body aches, and strange cravings while actually making you ill at the thought of intercourse. But if you are in the clear and cannot get pregnant, it makes you hornier than a three-peckered billy goat, and you will be begging for it all the time. That's because Splooge contains a different kind of hormone, one that was derived from the jackalope, which makes it a different kind of contraceptive. And of course, it's the only birth control enema that's clinically proven to be over 99% effective at preventing pregnancy. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about Splooge. Because even if the guy turns out to be a mistake, you could end up with the right contraceptive. And you can enjoy getting plowed without the worry. Side effects may include but are not limited to headache, nausea, uncontrollable laughter at your partner's penis, explosive diarrhea, tender breasts and nipples, and in less than 5% blue waffle syndrome. This product has not yet been approved by the FDA.
Any claims of time travel are purely fictitious and are only meant for entertainment purposes. And honestly, if you believe Rob can travel through time, I only have one question for you. What the hell is wrong with you?
All right, welcome back from that break. Okay, like I warned you, we were going to be talking about Friday. Now, I just recently rewatched this with my newest companion, and she had never seen this before. And I had a hard time not quoting the fucking movie as it was coming up. So, if you've never seen it, which really kind of surprised me that she had never seen it, here's the thing. Okay, so Ice Cube, who plays Craig, and Smokey, played by Chris Tucker, Craig ends up losing his job on his day off, no less.
So, man.
Sir.
Are you at work?
Fired yesterday.
For real? I thought you had a day off yesterday.
I did. I went in there to pick up my check, came home. Supervisor called me about 4 o'clock, talking about they got me on videotape stealing boxes.
What the fuck you doing stealing boxes for? What, you trying to build a clubhouse? Man, I know you ain't go out like that.
Hell no. They ain't got me on tape. He said he did. Fired me on the spot. Talking about pressing charges.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And they face some troubles by becoming the target of a drug dealer while also contending with the neighborhood bully. So the drug dealer is Big Worm, and the bully would be Debo. In the movie, Smokey comes over, and he's just planning on hanging out with Craig and getting him high.
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Even though he doesn't smoke, he's going to get him high. Well,
oh, you fucking up the rotation. Puff, puff, gear. Puff, puff, gear. Fucking up the rotation. You can get killed with somebody else. That's some serious shit. You're lucky you're my boy.
Here's the thing, is that Smokey was supposed to sell a bunch of marijuana for Worm. And when Big Worm tries to collect his money from Smokey, he accidentally involves Craig, subjecting them both, that either they come up with $200 by 10 o'clock that night, or Craig and Smokey are going to be killed. Craig attempts to borrow the money from his mom, his sister, his jealous girlfriend, and Joy, his jealous girlfriend, God, she is just, ugh. She refuses under the assumption that Craig is being unfaithful with this local drug addict and mooch, Felicia.
What's up, Craig? What's up, Smokey?
Nothing.
What y'all smoking on? Nothing. What you want?
Oh. I need to borrow your car right quick.
What kind of shit is that? Most people want to borrow sugar. They even ketchup. You want to borrow my car? Hell no. Say, hold on.
Who let me borrow a joint?
You need to borrow a job with your broke ass. Always trying to smoke up somebody's shit. Then hold on, Felicia.
Remember that.
Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck.
Craig.
Bye, Felicia.
That's where we get it. The bye, Felicia. He's wanting to get with her sister, Debbie. Craig goes in the house to get a gun. His dad finds him and tells him all he needs is his fists. And that's going to make him a man. Smokey. He sells some drugs to Hector, a former smoking buddy who laced some weed with PCP, took Smokey on a hell of a trip, and at the same time, old Debo is just kind of coming through the neighborhood, stealing what he can, forces Smokey to break into the neighbor's house. I think the guy's name was Stanley. And they end up managing to steal the $200. That Debo decided he was going to keep for himself. So Smokey attempts to get the money back from Debo, who is asleep with Felicia at her house, but fails due to the crackhead and thief, Ezel, waking Debo up. Craig and Smokey notice a car driving slowly, and they expect it's probably going to be a drive-by. And they hide in Craig's room until the time it's supposed to be. But after failing to contact Big Worm, and with 10 o'clock coming up, they return outside but are forced to evade Big Worm's guys as they are sitting in a black van with the headlights off, starting a shootout. After the shootout, all the neighbors come out of the house because of all the gunshots. Debbie confronts Debo for beating on Felicia, for thinking that Felicia tried to steal from Debo when it was really Smokey trying to steal the money. As Craig and Smokey get there, Debo starts bullying Debbie and punches her, knocking her to the ground, leading to an altercation between him and Craig. Craig is victorious by beating him on Debbie's behalf, and yep, he gets the girl. Smokey, he steals the $200 from Debo, who's unconscious.
You got knocked the fuck out, man! Give me my goddamn money! The payback's a motherfucker, ain't it?
As Red retrieves his stolen gold chain that he got from his grandma and his bicycle that he got from his mom, Debbie tends to Craig's wounds. When midnight happens, Craig breaks up with Joy on the phone in favor of Debbie. Smokey settles the debt with Big Worm, telling him he is no longer going to sell drugs and all set to go into rehab.
Well, yeah, hey, I got your money anyway. And you sell that shit yourself next time, because I'm going to rehab. I'm through with this shit. I was just bullshitting, and you know this, man.
Then he just goes smoking a joint at the end of the movie, looking right at the camera, and says,
I was just bullshitting, and you know this, man.
Before Friday's release, the other movies like Boys in the Hood, that Ice Cube was also in, and Colors portrayed life in the hood as violent and menacing. Ice Cube and DJ Pooh felt these films did not portray the full picture of what it was like living in the hood, missing a more light-hearted element, with Ice Cube saying later, "We had fun in the hood. We used to trip off the neighborhood." Therefore, Cube and DJ Pooh decided to create a film that would portray that, which I think is very cool. I was actually just speaking with my companion about this, that you don't see him doing much, Ice Cube, as far as anything musical, but he has really kind of went towards the acting side of things. And he's really been very successful at it with Friday After Next, Next Friday, I think, is what the third one was. I think he was in that. And then also with Are We There Yet or Are We Done Yet? He's done a lot of really good comedic films. So I am a big Ice Cube fan. So if you really want to see something that's held up over the years, I got to say, find Friday. And you'll find yourself singing along with the lyrics as well, especially when it comes to, I was just bullshitting, man, or Bye Felicia, or damn. So it is kind of a cult following now. Anyway, I want to thank you for joining me on this little bit more lighthearted episode of GXO, Generation Extraordinary, the podcast nobody asked for. And we will see you on the next go-around. Till then, take care.
This has been Generation Extraordinary. The views and opinions are Rob's and Rob's alone. Any claims of time travel are purely fictional. The music and audio clips are not Rob's or GXO's, and in most cases were downloaded through his paid YouTube subscription and are only used for entertainment purposes. GXO is a production of Popeye Enterprises. Its host, creator, producer, and editor is Robert Pop. Co-producer is Harley Quinn. If you are a fan of the show, please show your support by going on to Spotify and follow us, like and share. It seems like such a small thing to do, but it really does help. For more information, support, suggestions, or to contact us, go to the website www.genxord.com. Thanks for listening.